Penguin Random House Audio presents Dream of the Divided Field, Poems. This is the author, Yin Yi. The purpose of poetry is to remind us how difficult it is to remain just one person. For our house is open, there are no keys in the doors, and invisible guests come in and out at will. Chaslami Wosh. 1. In the museum. The monument lives inside the body. The monument lives outside. Two bodies may be monuments side by side, enacting what is already a memory. Move through the halls, you are styled with wings, and pass on constantly while you are living. There are no walls between the living and the dead, only what you remember now and what you remember ahead. Obad, the lake. Buried dawn broke onto slight leaves, and geese between a cold and hot sky, a mountain and a sunrise. It is 5 months since we separated. I am not so different from the long hair stretched by her shadow, her spirit hanging. What I would give for the dead beat of mud shaped and now eaten in. Coyotes rousing in fast laps of the moon. Take me to the lake and do no evil. Lead me by the hair to who I love. Coming over. What was left of our relationship neatly folded on the couch. And the bathroom noticed what else was missing. You came into the bathroom taking out your razor, your toothbrush, leaving my toothbrush, replacing everything next to its double, as though I had needlessly doubled. I walked out from my bathroom and you walked into my bathroom. The little soap and the razor, the duplicates in the bags not wanting to owe me anything, not wanting to have appeared. It is like that. I give my house and you take how you live in it. Not backwards or forwards, but the past and the present, overcoming one another. Taking care. I take off my binder before a massage and dream of top surgery, not having to wait for the masseur to ask about my abnormal desire to be inside this body once, easily identified and therefore easy to take care of. I am not easy to take care of. I should just take care of myself. Ask a doctor to remove the parts that are reprehensible. Like when they break the nose in order to construct a better one, I bring a picture to the hairdresser. I bring a picture to the mirror where I cut my skin with my eyes. As a man, I've learned something of nationhood. The shape of a brook now straddled by a dam, or choked by it. Leaving the house. When I say I'm in love with you, that means I'm not alone inside of it. Together we talk to people we love, separately, in one voice. When my voice fills in love with you, when I sing on the outside. Transitioned. In the corner, the bodega doesn't quite approach me. It hides its face in its awning. The yellow lights awake in the taco place and, forever romantic, on the mayo and slaw strewn on tilapia. Eating, with new reasons, our new mouths. The window views the third floor, which was once my bedroom. Immersed in the view was itself. An arch in the bathroom still remembers my chest. How there was more, that's now lessened. The floors had just been mopped. Those 5 years taken off. Landscape with 100 turns. When you turned into 100 rooms, I returned each month as a door that opened only one. When you turned into 100 rooms, the wind flung through each of them wailing and left 100 songs, in hopes you would return for it and me, and once, finding a doe locked up, the trees blew up the mountain pass, I understood you had transformed into your multiple, as the rain is different each step from the moon. Sleeping in 100 rooms, 100 dreams of you appear, though by day your voice has frozen into standing stones. When you turned into 100 rooms, I met with a mirror in each eye your growing absence. When I moved, the shadows without you followed me. In the 100 rooms, I cannot pick one, for each combines into the other, where I piece by piece the shadows you have ceased to remember. As the rain is different each day of the year, when I turned for you and hoped you'd return to me, was it I who left and you who remained the same? For when you changed, I changed the furniture in the rooms. 100 birds flew over 100 fields. A mountain flowed into 100 rivers, then ended. In 100 rooms, I turned and turned, hoping to return to you. Oh, the chrysanthemums grew in the 100 rooms. Far in the past and far in the future were those numinous and echoing stars. Obad in names. Bright one and dear one, my blue after storms, my ocean of long hums, my wandering door, my this one, my gone one, my lingering for, my light one, my long one, my morning of more. 2. Dream in which I try to disappear in front of my aunt, or interrogation. I pretend to be taking a shit in the bathroom of my father's house in China. I understand this to be his house, though I have never seen it before. The toilet is so close to a window that my knees touch its wall. The window is bare and plastic. I turn off the lights. My father is terrible with details, so I've spoken to him with my real voice and my real body. It's in the plastic glass window that I see myself hiding my face in my hands, my pants down to my ankles. I wear a black silk button-down, short-sleeved with red flowers. Again, not unrecognizable as something I would claim as my own. My aunt is coming over and has attention to detail. She's coming over and I know she will tell my mother everything, so I retreat from the rooms I know she'll be in. I reverse my time. My low voice and short hair return to drawers and dark corners. She's coming over, so now I live in this bathroom, a prisoner of my father's house, pretending to heave a huge shit, pretending to be in pain, pretending to be as soft as possible. She knocks. I open the bathroom door a crack, everything still to my ankles, just my nose and mouth and eyes peeking through. Can I come in? No, I whisper with a voice I don't have anymore. I am hopeful that my difference blends in, that years of being overseas can overcome the transformation. My aunt who stands at the door I won't open. My aunt whose face I worry I won't be able to draw in the dark. Getting around the dream. I am afraid of running into you, of having to see you, of having to talk. It is not clear from the dream what I was concerned about anymore. There was a baby involved. There was something I didn't want. A big house you now live in. The subways far away. The dream makes everyone demonic, but can't help.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?